an activist and a boy of around 10 or 11 were passing out flyers as the audience entered the Camino Community Center in the university area. The activist, Hector Vaca, is with the group Action NC.
These signs say things like, hold my killers responsible in Spanish. They say, stop killing our families, caution police.
And I see on some of these posters printed on large yellow paper here, some of them have pictures of, is that actually of Ruben Galindo?
Yes, Ruben Galindo, so people can see his face. This is a man, a family man, who, he took care of his girlfriend's children. He has a child with his girlfriend. And it's offensive for the police to try to paint him as a criminal.
And Galindo's girlfriend, Azucena Zamorano, is in the front row, directly facing the police chief. She was seated with a large framed portrait of Galindo balanced against her knees. As the meeting began, Chief Putney was joined on stage by a Spanish interpreter and Astrid Chirinos with the Latin American Economic Development Corporation. The meeting began with a discussion about training and CMPD outreach programs. Chirinos said they didn't want the event to turn into a public trial for the Galindo shooting, but after opening the floor to questions, it became clear that that was what the audience wanted.
There's a little bit of frustration because I think most of the people here want to talk about Rubén Galindo, and this has become a conversation about the training of CMPD.
That's José Hernández Pérez with the Latin American Coalition. He said he didn't think hiring more Latino officers would really change much, noting that a Latino CMPD officer was responsible for at least one fatal shooting of another Latino this past year.
So we spent too much time on that because I think it's beyond that.
Another audience member, a reporter for Que Pasa Mi Gente, the local Spanish-language newspaper, asked Putney if there was anything he wanted to say to Zamorano, Galindo's girlfriend, seated right in front of him. As Putney took the microphone, Zamorano stood to face him.
I'm going to say what I said to her before. I'm so sorry for your loss. There's nothing I can do to change it, and I hate that.
There's nothing I can do to change it, and I hate that, he said, adding that his heart goes out to the family and that he realizes Galindo's life cannot be brought back. A few speakers later, Zamorano beckoned for the microphone to give the chief her reply.
Yo estoy aquí.
I am here for justice, she said. And I was there. He did not have a gun. He had a telephone. And furthermore, you can see in the video that he makes no sudden movements, she said. She asked the chief whether it was true that officers are trained only to shoot if the suspect is being threatening or aggressive.
That's correct.
Then I don't understand why he was shot, she says. The meeting ended promptly at 8 o'clock, despite several residents still holding their hands out, waiting to ask a question. As the audience filed out of the auditorium, some expressed dismay.
I think nothing got accomplished, honestly. It was very political.
That's Jaime Bueno, who works for a local tech company.
I believe there has to be some charges against an officer, you know, there has to be some type of justice.
Another woman, Alba Valencia, expresses similar sentiment. I'm frustrated, she says, because we didn't get to address what really happened that night. She appreciates that the police chief took the time to come, but she said he wasn't answering the questions that she needed answered. Still, another man, named Pedro Sanchez, was a little more optimistic. My impression of it all is hope, he says. He saw it as an opportunity to rebuild confidence between the police department and Latino residents.
Well, so what do you think should happen after everyone goes home tonight?
He gestures to his two kids nearby, a son and daughter aged 13 and 10. And he says he was interested to hear about an outreach program that builds relationships between Latino youth and CMPD officers. That, he said, sounded like something he might enroll his kids in. For WFAE News, I'm Nick Delacanel in Charlotte.